Chapter 9, Section 3, Climatic Pattern, Peace, War and Wonder. Let us consider the path by which something evolves. We first start with the appearance of this novel thing, its genesis. The component is highly uncertain, of potential future value and risky. We don't know who will introduce it, whether it will go anywhere or what it will transform into. But, it's a potential source of wonder. It may well disappear into the bin of history along with refrigeration blankets or become a soaring success. We just don't know. If it does find a use, then supply and demand competition will start to cause its evolution. We will see custom-built examples in other companies and eventually products introduced when the act becomes ubiquitous enough and well-defined enough to support this. The nature of competition will now shift to suppliers of products with constant feature improvement. It's no longer about exploration of the uncharted space but about defining, refining and learning about the act. It's about settling the space. This evolution will continue with constant release of ever more improved versions of the act, a better phone, a better television. It is a time of high margin, increasing understanding of customer needs, the introduction of rental services and relative competition, i.e. a jostle for position between giant competitors. Disruptive change caused by new entrants will occur, but such product versus product substitution is in the minority as most change is gradual and sustaining of those competing companies. Because of their success, inertia to change builds up within those giants whilst the activity itself continues to evolve, becoming more widespread, better understood and declining in differential value. In the latter stages, customers can even start to question whether they are getting a fair benefit for what they are paying, but overall, this is a time of peace in that industrial ecosystem. Whilst we cannot say who will win or when things will evolve from one version to another, but we can say that evolution will continue if there is competition. We have a high predictability of what will happen with evolution. It will evolve from product to commodity. The successful activity has now become ubiquitous and well understood. It is now suitable for more commodity or utility provision. Assuming that the concept and technology exists to achieve this, then the likelihood of more industrialized forms increases. However, the existing giants have inertia to this change, and so it is new entrants that are not encumbered by pre-existing business models that introduce the more commodity form. These new entrants may include former consumers who have gained enough experience to know that this activity should be provided in a different way along with the skills to do it. In this case of computing infrastructure, it was an online bookseller which heavily used computing. This more commodity forms, especially utility services, are often dismissed by existing customers and suppliers of products who have their own inertia to change. Customers see it as lacking what they need and not fitting in with their norms of operating, i.e. their existing practice. However, new customers appear and take advantage of the new benefits of high rates of agility, speed of genesis of new higher order activities and efficiency. Novel practices and norms of operating also co-evolve and start to spread. Customers who were once dismissive start to trial out the services. Pressure mounts for adoption due to the Red Queen. A trickle rapidly becomes a flood. Past giants who have been lulled into a sense of gradual change by the previous peaceful stage of competition see an exodus. Those same customers who were only recently telling these past giants that they wouldn't adopt these services because it didn't fit their needs and that they needed more tailored offerings have adapted to the new world. They are leaving the giants in droves. The old world of products and associated practices are literally crumbling away. The new entrants are rapidly becoming the new titans. The former giants have old models that are dying and little stake in this future world. There is little time left to act. The cost to build equivalent services at scale to compete against the new titans is rapidly becoming prohibitive. Many past giants now face disruption and failure. Unable to invest, they often seek to reduce costs in order to return profitability to the former levels they experienced in the peace stage of competition. Their decline accelerates. This stage of competition is where disruptive change exceeds sustaining. It has become a fight for survival and it is a time of war with many corporate casualties. This period of rapid change is known as a punctuated equilibrium. The activity that is now provided by commodity components has enabled new higher order activities. Things that were once economically unfeasible now spread rapidly. Nuts and bolt beget machines. Electricity beget television. These new activities are by definition novel and uncertain, Airby dragons. Whilst they are a gamble and we can't predict what will happen, they are also potential sources of future wealth. Capital rapidly flows into these new activities. An explosion of growth in new activities and new sources of data occurs. The rate of genesis appears breathtaking. For an average gas lamplighter, there is suddenly electric lights, radio, television, teletyping, telephones, fridges, and all manner of wondrous devices in a short time span. We are back in the stage of wonder. There's also disruption as past ways of operating are substituted gas lamps to electric lights. These changes are often indirect and difficult to predict, for example those that are caused by reduced barriers to entry. The fear that the changes in the previous stage of war, where past giants fail, will cause mass unemployment often lessens because the new industries built upon the new activities we could not have predicted will form. That doesn't stop authors writing books prophesying calamity, whether Nehemiah Hawkins' New Catechism of Electricity, 1896, or Donald Michael's Cybernation, The Silent Conquest, 1962, or the endless stream of books on machine intelligence. This time it's different is one of those phrases I frequently hear shortly before we discover it isn't. Despite the maelstrom, it is a time of marvel and of amazement at new technological progress. Within this smorgasbord of technological delights, the new future giants are being established. They will take these new activities and start to productize them. We're entering into the peace phase of competition again. Many are oblivious to the future war. The pattern of peace, war, and wonder continues relentlessly. I've marked this onto figure 104. At this point you might go, but that's like the pioneer, settler, and town planner diagram. Yes, it is. There's a reason I use those terms and call the town planners the war makers. See figure 104, peace, war, and wonder. For more details. Now, in this cycle, the war part is the most interesting because we can say an awful lot about it. It has a very high predictability of what we know we're likely to see: rapid explosion of higher order systems and the genesis of new acts. For example, an increase at the rate at which innovative services and products are released to the web. New entrants building these commodity services as past giants are stuck behind inertia barriers caused by past success. For example, new entrants dominating IT. Disruption of past giants. For example, high rates of disruption in the IT markets. Co-evolution of practice. For example, radical changes in IT practices. Higher levels of efficiency in provision of underlying components. For example, higher levels of efficiency within IT. Widespread shifts to the new model driven by the Red Queen effect. For example, widespread adoption of cloud services. Wait, aren't those the predictions I was giving at conferences? Yes, I told you I was cheating and giving cowardly custard predictions of the kind the ball that was thrown will fall to the ground. However, not only do we have a high predictability of what, we can also use weak signals from publication types and conditions to give us a pretty decent probability of when. This is what makes the war state of change so remarkable. We can anticipate what's going to happen and have a reasonable stab at when well in advance. See figure 105, the war state of economic competition. For more details. I've been using this piece, War and Wonder Cycle in Anger, for about 8 years. There's many things it helps explain, from how organizations evolve to the different types of disruption. However, we will cover that in the next chapter. For now, I just want to share the last time I ran the cycle. This was more recently in a piece of work for the Leading Edge Forum in 2014. The points of war are the points which the signals indicate that these particular activities will become more industrialized. Of course, there's a world of product competition beforehand, but at least we have an idea of when the changes will hit. See figure 106, Future Points of War. For more details. of Wonders and Disruption, Leading Edge Forum, 2014. From the above, we can take an example such as intelligent software agents and see the weak signals indicate a world of developing products but quite a long period until the formation of industrialized forms, sometime around 2025 to 2030. However, there will be a future when intelligent software agents will become industrialized and the intelligent agent driving your car will become the same one that powers your future mobile device or your home entertainment system. This will cause all forms of disruption to past giants along with changing practices. Closer to home, we can see that big data systems have already entered the war phase, and sure enough, we have growing utility services in this space. That means product vendors that have dominated that space are in real trouble but probably don't realize it. They will have plenty of inertia and past success to deny that the change will happen.